Infowars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, Global Transmission, January 27th, 2019. We'll be here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I thought a lot about what I'm going to say today. It's complex. There's a lot of different angles to it. And I think the best way to lay it out is just get into it and then open the phones up and get your take on the situation as well. And that's the paradox, that Trump's tried to do a lot of good things and has done some really good things. My gut tells me he's a good guy. And he's going to be able to declare an emergency in 21 days, and the Democrats will be in the wrong because they had a government shutdown. They didn't even take reasonable compromise because they want to hurt the economy. And Trump knows that. And so now he will then declare the emergency, or at least he should. But he should have done it 35 days ago before the emergency started, because they were already recalcitrant. And that's just a window into the issue with Trump and the fact that he's in the swamp. He's bogged down in the swamp. And the swamp is basically engaged in mutiny. So President Trump is being prepared for destruction in front of all of us right now. And he's constantly lied to and told that, oh, of course, you're not the target of the fake Russiagate investigation. And then we learned that they lied to Congress. They lied to him. They all committed crimes. McCabe, you name it. Comey, Rosenstein, to the president, to Congress, to everyone. They are a power unto themselves, a rogue group of lawyers that pass the power onto each other like a new form of royalty. Disgusting, glad-handing, back-slapping group of Clintonistas. Sure, Mueller was brought in by Bush Sr., his predecessor, the Attorney General, brought him in. And then, of course, he was there with George W. Bush as well. But all of them are Democratic operatives. Every single one of them is Democrat in name, except for Mueller, and he's a Democrat in action. And this is a cabal. This is how third world countries and other nations always end up falling. They always last 100, 150, 200 years, sometimes less, and the federal security services take over. In Rome, it got to where the Praetorian Guard were having coups every few months, and things were so unstable, and everything was just power struggles over who was in charge. And I have inadvertently got in the middle of a major power struggle. I don't want to be in D.C., I don't want to be at their cool guy clubs and their golf courses. I'm not trying to be there. I can't stand the vibe or the people in L.A. or in D.C. I don't want your stupid crowns. I just want you to stop trying to implode the country and open the borders up and sexualize children and do all the crap you do. Because the people running our government are globalists. They're very evil. And so they must be opposed. But that said, Trump is in a lot of trouble. They're moving against him. There's no doubt about that, sooner rather than later. And if he doesn't use his own executive power against them before it's too late, they'll be able to execute this plan. And then they're going to go after everybody because they realize they're very unpopular, that globalism has failed, not just here, but around the world. And so they believe only authoritarianism can put the system back together again. And regardless of the fact it's destined to fail, as it always does, they're going to try to carry it out and go after their enemies and engage in horrible recriminations as long as they possibly can. So this nation is already in a civil war, and it's about to get a lot more intense, unfortunately. And all I'm trying to do is stabilize the republic. Stay with us.
Crashing. Crushing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Sunday, January 29th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday broadcast. It is only you spreading the word about the local radio stations that you listen to us on, or the different TV stations you watch us on, or the different internet streams you pick us up on, that allows us to have any chance of stopping the globalists triggering a hot civil war in this country. Now, their planetary government plan is falling apart everywhere as we speak, and we'll break it down today. But regardless, they're doing like tyrants always do, cracking down with the iron fist in an attempt to dominate and control populations. That, added together with the different factors we see with population and with the environment, is a chain reaction recipe for disaster. And I don't want that disaster to happen. But there are individuals like George Soros, who's in the news, has said some very important things at Davos that we need to be aware of. So we'll have that video of Soros at Davos coming up as well, where he said it's time to crash the Chinese economy to bring down their authoritarianism. Now, he's been saying bet heavily on China for decades. He said bet heavily on Facebook and Twitter until a year ago, when he began preparing a short for it. So the fact that Soros is now saying China can easily be brought down with economic warfare, which is true, he's saying it because he knows Trump is winning, and that just a year or two of decent policies, just the beginning of those policies towards communist China, has already brought it to its knees in many levels. The flip side is, though, they're going to probably try to divert with some military action. But the fact that Soros has now come out at Davos in the closing hours of it yesterday and said that China is a great menace with their tyranny and their internet censorship and their Internet of Things and their global social score, and that the whole planet will fall to them if we don't bring them down, which is actually true. But why would he be saying that? Because he knows the momentum is in that direction, and then he's there giving this dinner talk to the other billionaires, and they're all getting the signal to pile on because old Soros smells blood. So thought I'd mention that first before I get into more detail on it, because you have Maduro, the horrible, bug-eyed, mindless, low-IQ dictator who inherited power from Hugo Chavez, who was not low IQ. Very crafty, very manipulative. And pretty soon you run out of other people's money. And so now he's signaling that he will have new elections. He's signaling that he wants the pressure taken off because the people have risen up en masse. So we have that area. Also, Macron. They're into the 12th, 13th week of the yellow vest. Now that the police have shot people with real bullets, the French are only getting more aggressive. They're not like the Islamic hordes that just burn cars and rape women. They're actually targeting leftist operations, government facilities, red light cameras, infrastructure. And a lot of leftists and globalists have been falling down and hitting their heads. Some people have been, I read about it, they've been finding some globalists hanging themselves. I have no idea who would do something like that, but just people are starting to kill. And they're doing it in targeted ways. And so that's where this is going. And Macron thought if he went out and shot a bunch of people with rubber bullets and then real bullets and blew some women's eyes out and had some armored vehicles run people over with EU insignia on them driven by foreign troops, that the French would go back to groveling, when it's actually the opposite. The French weren't scared. The French were in love with themselves and lazy. And now that you've pissed all over them, their spirit has been awakened. And they chant everywhere he goes in French, banker boy and puppet of the banks. Banker baby, banker boy, puppet of the banks. We have video on InfoWars.com in French. And he says, no, I'm one of you. No, he's actually a Rothschild operative on record. He's been working with them since he was 16 years old. and he is Banker Boy. So that's up on Infowars.com, big article about that. And it all ties together. So pressure mounts on Venezuela's Maduro as EU demands new elections. Venezuela Maduro denounces election call but says he's ready to talk. The Russians ask the U.S. not to have any military intervention but threaten their own. U.S. calls on the world to pick a side on Venezuela's fate. It's all coming up. But it just shows you, as we begin the broadcast here today, that the project of authoritarianism, of the authoritarian nanny state EU, is in shambles. Every analyst out there admits they'll never put it back together again. Because once the public understood that it was set up by the Nazis, a Nazi plan, and that it's unelected at the top, and that it sets the rules to destroy the nation state and transfer the wealth out of the country, why in the hell would anyone, right wing or left wing, want to be involved in that? And the final missing ingredient from England to Scotland to Ireland to France to Germany to Spain to Sweden to Denmark to Italy to Brazil to Reykjavik, Iceland, everywhere, is that the socialists are now realizing, the grassroots socialists, that all that pension fund money they've been putting in for 20, 30 years, and the nanny state that only a rich Europe could create and actually sustain, that the only nanny states that had any chance of ever working are being purposely dynamited and stolen. And so you're seeing the true fascism of the whole Soros combine added with the radical Islamists and others. And you're figuring out that you've been targeted for destruction, not just the Christian Western power you were taught and bred to hate. Taught to hate yourself. So people are discovering self-preservation again. So that's coming up. Also, Democrats are newly emboldened on gun control. The Atlantic reports breathlessly and say they have the votes to ban all semi-autos. Mm-hmm. In the House. Well, see. Obviously, Roger Stone will be joining us from his home. Owen Schroyer is there. We have some big breaking news in the second hour about the canary in the coal mine as they begin to move on Trump. We first told you about this a few months ago and been beating the drum. President Pelosi, now that's mainstream headlines. We've got the leader of the Black Caucus and others saying she's really the president. We're going to remove Trump and put her in. And then, oh, guess what? She can appoint her vice president. Oh, Hillary. Next month's news today. Black Caucus chair, Pelosi should give State of the Union since she's running the country. And even though Trump gave in until he declares an emergency on the shutdown because it was killing the economy, the Democrats didn't care. She says, you know, you don't need to have that right now. I'm the supreme leader. So they're getting people ready for that. Just getting you ready that she's the president. Here's all the headlines here. President Pelosi, House Speaker holds public bill signings to compete with Trump. Black Caucus chair, she's running the president. Pelosi still has no plan for State of the Union, even with government open. She said, I'll tell you when you get that. I'll tell you when you have that, Mac. So that's all coming up today. And then, of course, the really big news, migrant caravan swells to 12,000 at Mexico's southern border. Migrant flesh-eating bacteria detained at U.S. border. Border Patrol struggles with flood of sick migrants. Well, don't worry, just bring them in and dump them right in to the local schools. And then, of course, what will be our next top story that we'll cover at the bottom of the hour. Clinton signals what I already told you. She's running for president in 2020, just like the sun came up this morning, barring other health issues. I gave you the exclusive months ago. That's why she wants me off the air. She knows I've got her in my sights politically. And so she's still running the show with Podesta. That's who's trying to shut down InfoWars. That's who's financing the lawsuits. That's who's got her minion put in there by Rosenstein, Mueller, trying to destroy Trump. That's what's happening. Miss Uranium One herself has already launched salvos against other Democrat candidates, saying she's better than Bernie Sanders and others, and that she intends to run. I told you, she's running for office. I told you, she's running for president. She'll announce in the next 9-10 months, I would guess. We'll be back. Please remember, we need your financial support. We have great products that are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. We'll be back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The psychotic war criminal queen of evil, Hillary Clinton, always begins attacking other Democrats in the field about 10 to 11 months before she announces for president. She's already been co-president in four administrations, two with her husband and two with Obama. But now she wants to be the queen in chief all herself. And she is out there attacking Bernie Sanders. She's out there attacking everybody. And also saying, no, I still may run. Ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to multiple people that have been at the meetings. Okay? At the meetings where she's holding court with the Democratic National Committee, the top people, at government facilities and at her house where she's calling the shots. And first I got told about that by one individual. Then I got told by another person that was there. You can obviously guess what type of people would be there that wouldn't be in the DNC but would be hearing this to their horror. And you say, why in the world would they tell you something like that when it's so dangerous? Because she's so mean. She will scream at people and say, don't look at me in the eyes, you filth, you scum, you idiot. She hates children. She hates cats. She hates dogs. Look it up. It's admitted. You cannot understand what a hateful sack of garbage she is, okay? That's coming up next segment. The point is, it all ties together. They intend to take down all the independent media before her announcing. And they intend to take down all the independent media before they move on Trump. And we know exactly how they're going to move on Trump. So I'm going to say this right now to the president. Mr. President, you are not defending yourself. You're not defending your family. You're not defending this country in one critical area, and that's exercising your authority, but also your duty. When we have a rogue deputy attorney general that outside of law set up a whole new system and appointed a special counsel, unelected God Emperor, who himself helped cover up the crimes of the Clintons and others with the Russians and other foreign governments, and who himself helped deliver uranium to the Russians on the Stockholm, Sweden tarmac, and who himself first made his bones using Whitey Bulger as a hitman in Boston, and who then went on to just be the absolute mafia teeth of the white shoe boy, Robert Mueller. He's the Luca Brasi of the FBI. He's the guy they send in to cover up 9/11. He's the guy they send in. I mean, he's the dirtiest of the dirty dirties. And this individual is now 2 years into this fake witch hunt and another fake indictment, seven of them, with nothing about Russia, nothing about collusion, nothing. And they've lied to Congress and said that they weren't having a counter-espionage investigation of you months and months after they were running it. Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, all of them lied to Congress, lied to the president. The judicial system has been hijacked by these people using fake warrants and fake FISA garbage that's been proven to be a fraud as well. So they lied to the judicial, they lied to the legislative, they lied to the executive, and then they claim that Roger Stone lied. When you read that indictment, there's nothing there except Roger acting like he was trying to get in the local college play of acting like a gangster. I mean, there is some of that in there. Never really heard Roger act like that, but that's what the texts are. He's going to explain that coming up in the second hour. But as for crimes, as for committing any crimes, as for any Russian collusion, zero. absolute, total, complete zero. And so if the president allows the rogue Justice Department, hijacked for decades by George Herbert Walker Bush, who then, ever since he got in control, with the man that Trump has nominated to come back into control, who is the person that brought Mueller in, Burr is the mentor of Mueller, and now they're back. That signals to everyone weakness and incompetence. So no wonder they think they can commit all these crimes and do all these things and have all these SWAT team raids to try to intimidate people, because they think you're weak and they think America is weak and they think we're stupid and they run circles around us. I mean, if you go back to Burr, he oversaw with the Clintons, who worked for Bush Sr., the MENA operation and some of the most nasty stuff you've ever seen. He came right directly out of the CIA to take over the FBI. You know, they used to have wars between each other. Separation of powers, that's good. No, that's the beginning of the total CIA takeover. And Phil Mudd being brought in, who gets up on TV and says, we're going to kill President Trump on CNN. Former head of counterterrorism at the CIA, who's brought in to also work at the FBI. So that's what's happened. They brought in a bipartisan group, but mainly Democrats, but bipartisan group of globalists. The Bushes are really Democrats. They bring in these Rockefeller Republicans, who are really Democrats, and they put their people in ever since 1989. They've really had their full coup over the country. And then they all got lazy or whatever, and Trump got in 2016, and they freaked out. And so the first thing Rosenstein did was appoint Robert Mueller, who'd brought him into power before that, to then set up this whole criminal enterprise to try to dragnet everybody associated with Trump to find somebody who would then lie about the president so they wouldn't get sent to prison. And that's all this is. And no one talks about that, not even Roger when he's on national TV. He talks about how he didn't really mean it when he threatened somebody, or how he, you know, he never talked to Assange, which is true. Defending himself from a witch hunt instead of, it's the analogy of the Nuremberg trials, you know, 1946 after World War II, thousands of Nazis executed, thousands tried. And it'd be like if you were a GI that fought in the war and got a Purple Heart and you got arrested as a Nazi after the war and you get brought into Nuremberg and Hermann Göring is the prosecutor and Adolf Hitler is the main judge, the chief justice. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. You're saying I'm a Nazi. I'm a GI. There's no proof of me being a Nazi. You're the Nazis. You're Adolf Hitler. You're Robert Mueller. You're Uranium One. You're Hillary Clinton. You're the sellout of everything. You're involved with the foundations. You're total deep state. And they just move forward insanely. And the president sits there and is told, well, Mr. Burr wrote a memo saying that Mueller had gone too far. So then they trick Trump to nominate him. And then it's all a big, sick joke. Hell, Just make Burr and Mueller king of the planet then. Hell.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up at the start of the next hour, we have an exclusive HD tour of Roger Stone's house, where the SWAT team came in, where they had the gunboats in the back. First look at this. We start the next hour, and then Roger Stone and our reporter Owen Schroyer, they both co-host The War Room together, 3 p.m. weekdays. They're going to be hosting some this week from Florida. Our reporters are with him. They're going to be going with him to his arraignment in D.C. on Tuesday. So look for all of that coverage. All right, let me just get back to what I was saying last segment. And I think everybody understands now that this isn't hyperbole, this isn't hype, this is real. I told you 2 years ago, plus, they were using foreign intelligence funding to go after the president. Obama was so arrogant that they even put it in the Defense Authorization Act before he left office in January of 2017. And that's why they're so freaked out about this show. Not that I'm even that smart. Everyone else just kind of watches mainstream news and only goes off that. Why not go off of how the governments really interface and even work? Like, I've talked to senior military people and pretty high-level FBI folks over the years, current and former, and they can't ever believe how I know stuff. And they're always, well, that's secret, and only my boss told me that a few times. And how do you know that? Because it's not secret. In 1996, the Telecommunications Act said by 2000, all phones would be GPS tracked and would have systems to be remote controlled, turned on, and record you. And they had the patents in 2002 at Google to turn on your microphone and listen. I did an example of this yesterday for my wife. I said, I've never searched Louis Vuitton bags. I can't believe people pay all this money for Louis Vuitton bags. We're having a discussion. And I talked about Louis Vuitton. And bigger than Dallas, Texas, an hour later, I was surfing, and almost every page of news I went to had a Louis Vuitton bag ad. I even got screenshots of it. Now, that's admitted. There's hundreds of videos on YouTube of people talking about weird, esoteric things, and then all of a sudden, it's on their computer or their phone. It's listening to you. It's admitted. Okay? So here's the deal. They don't want me on air because I'm talking about stuff that's already admitted, okay? So I'm going to say it again very, very slowly. I know the audience knows this, but we have to get this out to the president and everybody else. The president's like, I just want to turn the economy back on, secure the border, increase the defense budget, but not have troops dying in the Middle East, but have superior weapons, strength through peace. Makes sense. All these things that are classic John Wayne Americana that anybody that's pro-America should be for. I mean, yeah, it's got a little bit of fascist icing to it, but it's not the communism and the globalism they're trying to give us and, you know, teaching five-year-olds how to be sexualized. And you can see the whole system against him. And these people don't want that because they want the power and because they want to sell America off. They don't want the people involved. They don't want a nation that's informed. They don't want that. They're authoritarians. And their ideology is hating the country. Well, along comes a president that loves the country. And every major channel is trying to say the Make America Great Again hat is the new KKK. No, the people saying America was never great, it'll never be great, they're the globalists. They're the enemy. And I know you know that. But the president has to understand, if they lied to him and said he wasn't under surveillance before and after the campaign, and they said that he wasn't the subject and target number one when he is, and if they did all these things and tried to wear wires and tried to set him up and are going after everybody he knows, trying to find something, and Mueller can't, so they're getting desperate, no Russia. If you let them all lie to Congress and you let them do all that, it emboldens them to do anything. And you deserve then what happens to you. I'm not happy they'll remove Trump or kill him. I'm not happy they'll say that the election was fake once they prove up some fake Russia collusion and remove Pence as well and install Pelosi. I told you that a month ago. That's now the official plan. It's being announced by Democrats now. I told you Hillary's going to run again. Now she's saying it. I'm sitting here basically like watching a wildfire a mile away come towards our houses. And I'm saying, hey, guys, we got bulldozers. We've got tractors. Let's cut a fire break right now. Or sure as the sun comes up, we're going to have our neighborhood burned down. And everybody's like, are you sure it's going to come up here? Well, why don't we wait for the fire department? Well, why don't we, you know, do we have authorization to do that? It's this attitude of being followers and being ninnies. And so they want me off the air because we tell the truth. They want us off the air because we understand that there are things worth fighting for. And I really appreciate the president on many levels. That's why the globalists want to take him down, because he is a good guy. But he is too cozy up there being saluted at the White House and being lied to by all these yes men that he knows are lying to him and who hate his guts and who talk trash behind their backs about him, because they're in there supposedly controlling the president, saving us from him, because they've been threatened by the deep state that they better be against Trump. So these men make the decision to sabotage Trump and not do what's right and lie to him because they're cowards. And if Trump wants to be lied to, and if Trump wants to go along with this, and if Trump wants to be maneuvered into being destroyed, then that is his problem. But before that happens, it's absolutely critical for us to be as loud and as vocal and as focused as we can. And to let everyone know the stakes, because there's a lot of bad news taking place. There's also a lot of good news. All over the world, authoritarian regimes, globalist regimes, communist regimes, socialist regimes are collapsing. There is a major planetary, nationalistic, pro-family, pro-human explosion taking place. We'll cover that later in the next hour, but that's the good news. And Trump gets it, but it's not enough for the president to put out all these tweets about, oh my gosh, all these FBI agents and people lied to Congress and lied to me, and they set up a phony investigation, and it was to stop me from getting into office. It was to kick me out. It wasn't about Russia, and something needs to be done. Yeah, by you. But they've so maneuvered you that you think if you fire Mueller that you're covering something up when the guy's a total criminal rogue. But don't even do that. Get with people you can trust. Get with patriots. Talk to some smart people. And appoint special counsels over Uranium One. Appoint a special counsel over the election and meddling by the Democrats and attempts to steal the election from you and to rig polls and rig CNN debates, and a special counsel looking into the mafia tactics being carried out by the lawyers at the Justice Department. You have the text. You have the proof. You have the collusion. You have the fraud. You have the PIST dossier, the Steele dossier, admitted fraud paid for by Hillary, and all the campaign violations. They're not going to back down, Trump. And so the reason you see your allies starting to desert you and starting to say you're weak or starting to say you can't be saved, like Fox News host Judge Napolitano and others, is because it shows weakness when you let these people do this in your face. You're the president. You can still stop them. I'm just a father of four in Texas who, because I've stood for this country and done what's right, have them investigating. Remember I told you this weeks ago, people said it wasn't true. Investigating my dad for being in HR and paying Jerome Corsi. That's all. That's how these criminals do. They target our families. It's because they do target families. They've got to be met head on. That's why we're doing this, because we know we're dealing with scum. We've got to remove this cabal that has hijacked the Justice Department if we have any future.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, foreign multinational corporations got control of the Central Intelligence Agency before it was ever even founded, out of Pratt House Council on Foreign Relations. With the National Security Act of 47, they were allowed to operate in secret. They then, by the 1990s, took over what was left of the FBI at the federal level, at the highest level. And now they keep a cabal in there of White Shoe, Harvard, and Yale lawyers who just engage in every crime under the sun, and who then hand the crown around to each other. Now, they really got full control under George Herbert Walker Bush in 1989. And now Trump has been maneuvered into putting the very same people back in. And some would say, well, maybe there's a war with China going on economically, and maybe the old guard came in and said, you know, the old globalists like David Rockefeller and others, they made us do these bad things, but we want to be good now. So share power with us and put us in, and we promise we'll stop. That would still be a bad sellout by the president. Because these people have no history of ever keeping any deals they make. But that's not what they're doing. They are moving against him as fast as they can. They got caught running investigations. They lied to Congress. They lied to the president. They lied to the courts. It's totally illegal. Open and shut. We have them. But where are the indictments? There aren't any men in D.C. There aren't any women in D.C. that are in any positions of power that are willing to move against this. And they know it. So you ask, why did they have 29 people raid Roger and all the rest of it? It's because they want to accustom you to the raw, out-of-control exercise of power. It's that simple. And they want to train you to see more and more people drug away in the night who aren't Bin Laden or Pablo Escobar. This is what reigns of terror are all about. Now, let me break down what's going to happen next if we let them take Trump out. Because, hey, I'm upset with Trump on a lot of levels. Not because he ended the shutdown. We were losing billions every few days on this. It was killing the economy. The Democrats want to stall the economy, and he figured that out. He should have declared the emergency 35 days ago. That's his power. What's on the border happening is an emergency. Now he says in 21 days he will declare it after this agreement. We'll see. He was going to do it. I told you months ago he was going to do it. It was the right thing to do. Then he balked the last day and didn't do it because he's surrounded by a bunch of people that don't want him to use his executive power. Obama declared emergencies. Bill Clinton declared emergencies. Ronald Reagan declared emergencies. Herbert Walker Bush declared them, and most of them declared them for reasons that weren't constitutional. Your border with massive caravans of tens of thousands, more coming, flesh-eating bacteria, drug-resistant TB, the Black Plague, cholera, everything else you can imagine, smallpox, you better believe that's an emergency. So, this is really a big test for America. What do you do as listeners and viewers? What does the president do? What does Congress do? I know a lot of people listen to the show in government who aren't bad people and who really want to see change as well. That's why rank and file, I'd say 90% of law enforcement supports Trump at the state and local level, and 80% or so federal. But they're bringing in the reality winner types. You know, she was a white girl that hated whites and joined ISIS and had a high-level security clearance at the FBI for Antifa. These people are crazy. And they have been emboldened. And so if the president doesn't do his job and do things like declare the emergency, let them bitch and say, oh, we're not going to get a new football field and barracks at West Point. I guarantee you, you pull those West Point students, not that he's the commander in chief, it doesn't matter what they think, 99% of those cadets will say, yeah, if your leg's cut off, you tie a tourniquet on it. We don't need a new shiny hat. The border is essential. The border is critical. Your new barracks aren't. And everybody knows that, but they turn it into this, oh no, people in their districts, Republicans too, they don't want that money taken. You'll get the money later. We don't even need the money from that. Bring the troops home out of Syria. That costs $20, $30 billion a year, $100 billion a year in Afghanistan. Whole wall, double-sided with razor wire and roads up and down. It costs $20 billion. That's not happening. So instead, we're going to see them ratchet this up, cause civil unrest, a bunch of other fake investigations, have a bunch of people turn against Trump because they're facing jail time, tell lies about him, have the House impeach, the Senate will then try, and you're going to see the Kavanaugh hearings to the next level. And you're going to see them plunge the economy and say, Mr. President, you must step down for the good of the nation. The election has been found to be unconstitutional because of the Russia bots that are made up. And Nancy Pelosi will take over in the interim while new elections are scheduled. And that was the whole plan. Obama signed executive orders to federalize elections before he left. All 50 attorney generals, including Democrats, said, don't do this. It breaks the federal system. We don't want the federal government running local elections. But see, it'll be like Venezuela. They're going to get back in power. They're going to schedule elections for a year out. You'll never have real elections again in this country. Just like I told you, once they banned me, they ban everybody, and now it's happening off the internet. This is a formula. Silence us, then take our elections, then start imprisoning people en masse. This is how it's done. You can also, again, just type in search engine, Obama signed executive order federalizing elections. And all that got left in place once Trump got in because his advisors didn't tell him to rescind the executive order. And what was their job number one in thousands of articles 2 years ago? Don't let him read InfoWars or Breitbart. Don't let him see what's going on. Don't let him hear about what's happening. So Hillary Clinton, not ruling out running in 2020. That's out of the hill. Told you. And she's out there bad-mouthing Bernie Sanders and others, like she always does, going after who she thinks will be her competition in the primaries. And they're in the news saying President Pelosi. The Democrats are saying, let her have the State of the Union. Cancel the president. Don't air his TV addresses. They're getting everybody ready. So we'll cover all of this and more in the next hour. And while we're busy fighting with each other, China is gearing up for physical war with us, shooting at our ships. But just Trump getting some basic policies in there against China is about to bring them to their knees. But the globalists are too busy trying to get full control of the U.S. again, and it's just a very dangerous climate we're in. Please remember, listeners, that you hear local sponsors on radio, support them. You hear network sponsors, that's not how I get funded. I get funded at InfoWarsStore.com by you getting T-shirts, books, water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, the highest quality non-marijuana CBD oil, has no THC, but is the very best out there. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have our best-selling Brain Force Nootropic that's excellent. Now we've got Turbo Force that's got even more of the healthy, good, plant-derived boost with all these other key amino acids, so it uploads with all the critical organic vitamins and minerals. It is the ultimate formula beyond energy drink, beyond pre-workout. This is next level because it burns clean. You don't take this and 3-4 hours later crash. A lot of people get totally boosted for 12, 14 hours. Most people 10 hours. So I'm going to tell you, don't take it anywhere close to bedtime. You've got to go read about Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. It took us 2 years at the top developers to bring it to you. I wanted the best because most companies put almost no product in it and then everything's advertising. I know this has more product in it than anything else out there, and it's all high quality. It's all the best. It's all amazing. It is the next level. So if you've been into energy drinks and into all that kind of stuff and boosters, this is it. This is the next level. It's clean. It's amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We're making history together. Thanks for your support. Second hour coming up. Please let everyone you know tune in. That will get past the censors.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Nancy Pelosi has an incredible mafia background, and she's being positioned once Trump and Pence are removed, which they will be soon if they don't take action, by the deep state, to be the president. So let's look at her horrible mafia past. She truly comes from a family of psychotics.
tomorrow's news today.
One of the most influential officials of the federal government, the Speaker of the House is second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Nancy's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., served in U.S. military intelligence alongside imprisoned gangster Lucky Luciano, who helped cut a deal between the United States and the Sicilian Mafia to assist in the defeat of Mussolini during World War II. After the war, Luciano went to Italy and began smuggling heroin into Baltimore, where Nancy Pelosi's father, D'Alessandro Jr., had become mayor in 1947. In 1961, he was the subject of a special investigation run by the FBI. They were looking into his notorious business affairs with the Baltimore Mafia. In 1953, Nancy's brother was arrested and tried for gang raping two girls ages 11 and 13. Nancy Pelosi worked closely with her father in politics, and she began her own political career in 1976 when she was elected as a Democratic National Committee member from California. In 1991, the DEA's biggest heroin bust in the U.S. was at a Hayward, California warehouse in the Bay Area. Nancy Pelosi and other prominent names were investors in this Hayward warehouse. Nancy Pelosi was an investor in Presidio Partners, who took over San Francisco's historic Presidio Citadel in 1995, where Mikhail Gorbachev became its first civilian tenant while helping to draft Agenda 21 for the United Nations. This enclave, free of U.S. controls, soon became a globalist utopia for New World Order leaders. And Presidio Partners became known in San Francisco as the Pacific Heights Mafia. She is worth over $100 million and has a reputation for abusing her use of American taxpayer funds, including spending over $100,000 in just 2 years for in-flight alcohol expenses and $50,000 for an escort officer for a one-week trip to Italy and the Ukraine in 2015. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency?
Affordable. 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 Affordable.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
A wall is an immorality. It has to do with a wall is an immorality between countries. It's an old way of thinking. The wall, in my view, is an immorality.
You know it. Infrastructure, innovation, inclusion.
Just stop it now. Just stop it now. Just stop it now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Our final story this week, of course, is the dramatic, some would say ludicrous arrest of longtime Trump associate Roger Stone. The man is 66 years old, frail, barely able to post shirtless photos of his jacked body. Clearly, no threat to anyone, yet this is somehow the FBI. This is how they raided his home.
Come on, man.
Yeah, just just horrifying. Now, here with his side of the story is a man you look at and instantly think, I trust this guy. Please welcome Roger Stone.
Hey, wow, what a fun couple of days. I'm loving the ride. Go Nixon.
Mr. Stone, you had a harrowing past 36 hours. Your home was raided. You were arrested and charged with 7 felony counts, including lying to Congress.
That was 4 counts.
What? The indictment says 7.
Okay, I'm lying. Honestly, I think I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. I mean, 7 felonies, 1, 2, 3, I can't even count that high. How cool is that?
But Mr. Stone, what I think you're really trying to say is that you're a feeble old man, right?
Oh, yeah, right. The pity thing I want to go. I'm just a poor, helpless old man. I'm 66. I'm almost as old as Sting.
And that's why it was so awful the way the police raided your home.
Exactly. The whole experience was so harrowing. And afterwards, I could only manage 1 radio interview and a speech from the steps of the courthouse and 2 appearances on television. It's horrible.
And haven't these ridiculous accusations made you poverty stricken as well?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm broke from my legal battles and now no one will buy my books.
Well, why will no one buy your books?
Because they're bad!
Okay, just tell people how they can donate money to help you.
I've set up a donation page based on a phrase people have been yelling everywhere at me called, "Hey, Roger, go fund yourself."
Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Stone.
Pardon me?
I said thank you.
Oh, no. That wasn't a question. I was saying that to the president. Pardon me!
Well, I'm sure he appreciates your loyalty and your eccentricities.
Hey, I'm just a normal and straightforward guy. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
So it's a big joke that Hillary was involved with the Uranium One, selling out 20%+ of our uranium, and that Mueller delivered the uranium to the Russians secretly, and that Loretta Lynch met secretly on the tarmac illegally with Bill Clinton. She was attorney general, or that we have all the emails of the FBI agents covering up Hillary's crimes and breaking all the hard drives and bit bleaching them, or that they illegally got funding to surveil the president and lied to courts to get warrants later, or they lied to Congress about doing that, or they lied to the president and Congress in the last 2 years about secretly surveilling the president in a counter-espionage investigation. A rogue group at the FBI and Justice Department lied to the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, and are trying to remove the president, duly elected as a populist by the people. Think about that. And in this nation, our new symbol, if we fall to this, should not be the bald eagle. It should be something like a sloth, maybe an ostrich, the old joke, head in the sand. But an ostrich really isn't scared. It's putting its head in the sand to listen for vibrations at a distance. It's just crazy to then read that indictment. 7 count, nothing about Russia. All these people arrested. All these people indicted. And nothing there, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely nothing. But you see, that's because the deep state had to do that. And see, now they divert us while we fight just to keep free speech in America, to allow any conservatives on the internet. While we fight and try to say we're not Russian agents, the globalists are the people that are openly trying to destroy the sovereignty of this country. And I know I'm stating the obvious there, but that's really what's going on here. As they maneuver Nancy Pelosi, as they maneuver Hillary Clinton into the White House. Think about that. There's a report we aired part of earlier that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I suggest everyone seek it. Most people don't know that Pelosi's dad was a famous gangster or that her brother was arrested for raping little kids. But people should just know where this woman comes from. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Very important report. We also have another big report interviewing college students across the country who still think that the Covington Catholic School boys are evil and bad and should apologize. And even when our reporter, Caitlin Bennett, brings it up to them that people are calling for their deaths, the loving liberals on the universities agree and say, yes, kill them. That's what's being created. That's what's being set up. That's what's being developed here in America. And it's that dumbing down that has maneuvered us into the position of where all the big propaganda gets put out, and then the retraction is little bitty and small at the end of the next day's newscast. And all these people just get secondhand news. It's incredible. But, you know, it's the arrogance of the globalists that's going to undo them, because they thought Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to get into office, even though she looked like a corpse, acted like a demon, had an incredible criminal history. She ran the Democratic Party. She controlled the foundation. She controlled the human smuggling. Since her days as a young lawyer, her job was representing child rapists. That's what she chose to do to get in with the establishment, like Pelosi. That's who you are. That's how you make your bones. And now she thinks she's going to run again. And she's positioning herself to do just that. Hillary Clinton, not ruling out running in 2020 report. Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton, likely 2020 Dem contender to face scrutiny over Wall Street ties, Mueller selected prosecution of Stone, Venezuelan-style shift narrative after Stone indicted. And then it goes on. CNN White House correspondent Inside Politics reports that Clinton told people as recently as this week that she isn't closing the doors to the idea of running in 2020. I'm told by three people that as recently as this week, she was telling people that, look, given all the news from the indictments, particularly the Roger Stone selective prosecution, you know what happened? The Hill scrambles these articles where it takes, so we got to check this when we print some of these, because what happens is I read this on a computer screen and then we print it and then it's got photo boxes that then scramble the text, but it gets into it all here. And we don't even really need to read this article, do we? Because we already know that she's planning to run. In fact, here it is. Zeely added that Clinton believes running could be a possibility given that she won the popular vote over President Donald Trump. And then it goes on from there. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders set to announce 2020 presidential run. Isn't that just horrible? Get to hear that old swindler crook, never worked a day in his life, run around and tell us that white people don't know what it is like to be poor. So I'm looking forward to all of that. And then meanwhile, Bloomberg calls Trump a pretend CEO. That's right. But Bloomberg, he figured out computer systems that could basically rig the stock market. So he's a really good guy, and we should all listen to him because he's going to tell us how much fat to eat, how much salt to eat, how much sody pop we can have. He calls himself a technocrat and says he'll run our lives. Meanwhile, former Starbucks CEO Schultz says Donald Trump is not qualified to be president. But he's going to tell us how we should behave and what we should do. Now, when we come back, Europe is coming apart at the seams. Globalism is falling. It ties into Venezuela. And China's next, and George Soros is now joining the bandwagon to take down China. What does that mean? This is a big development. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. And Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer join us from Roger Stone's house. They came and took all his computers, all his equipment to be able to broadcast normally, but we've been able to get him rigged back up to be on air with us. And the big takeaway here is mainstream media is all over saying gag Roger Stone to the court. Why is he allowed to talk? Oh, absolutely. All of you get to talk. All of you get to make up whatever you want. But here in America, we need to shut somebody up. But is it the $64 trillion answer that Trump knows they've been illegally spying on him, lying to Congress, lying to the executive, lying to the judiciary, saying they weren't? This is a total cabal. It's absolutely rogue. And we need special prosecutors put in there to go after these people. But no, no one does that. So if Trump is going to destroy himself, that's the way it is. But notice, ladies and gentlemen, no Russia collusion. So, Roger, obviously you got SWAT teamed on Friday morning. And we're going to have some footage coming up later with an establishing shot from across the street where CNN was to show people, you know, then fading in the SWAT team raid and all that unfolded there. We've got some other footage where you've given us a tour, but we're going to premiere that tomorrow when we have the establishing shot. But the first thing we're doing here right now is just you and Owen breaking down where you see all this going. Because when I hear you on air and on other shows and on my own, you get into how you're innocent. We all know that. What about Uranium One? What about Mueller being involved in it himself? What about them involved in Russiagate? What about how they're involved in a giant cover-up? For me, it's the hypocrisy that you've done nothing wrong, and these people are up to their eyeballs trying to overthrow an election, and then Trump sits there and doesn't do anything about it, Roger.
No, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. That's the reason, of course, that they want to silence me, because I have been a critic. I wrote a 5,000-word piece on Uranium One for the InfoWars website over a year ago. This is the largest treasonous crime in American history. And the reason they're so anxious to silence Roger Stone is because I have pointed out the political nature of the Mueller investigation. I pointed out that the prosecutor chasing me was Hillary Clinton's attorney in the illegal server email scandal that James Comey covered up. I have pointed out that the Podesta brothers made millions of dollars in uranium and aluminum and gas and banking from the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. There's no question that the entire Russian collusion narrative in which I am ensnared, in which you are now ensnared, Alex, is meant as a diversion from the massive treasonous financial and constitutional crimes of the Clintons and the Obamas working together. These people sought to undermine democracy. They sought to steal the 2016 election just in case this outrageous cartoon character, their depiction, not mine, from New York, had a chance to be elected president. That's why they had the insurance policy. And now they are moving aggressively to silence me and to shut down InfoWars because they know that we're going to mount this in my defense. Well, let me be clear. Since I am accused of lying to the Congress, something James Comey and General James Clapper and John Brennan, the psychopath CIA director, and Hillary Clinton all did without any penalty, I will be calling members of the House Intelligence Committee as witnesses at my trial. I will be calling Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. I'll be calling some of the Republican members, too. And I intend to prove that they are the ones lying, that they have been the ones using the investigation to cover up their own crimes. I will prove that Adam Schiff was the one who took calls from Russians or Ukrainians trying to peddle faux negative dirt on Hillary Clinton. This is an opportunity to demonstrate the entire hypocrisy of the deep state. And that's what I intend to do. That's why they are so desperate to silence me, to gag me, to shut me down. And they will probably put enormous pressure on me to reach some plea deal because they have no interest in going to trial. I'm not going to do that if I have the resources to fight.
I'm going to get Owen's take here in a moment. Again, Roger Stone exclusively joins us here from his home in Florida. You predicted this a few months ago. That's why they want it to be Russiagate, not some other made-up corruption, because that would just take Trump out. They want Pence as well, because then third in line is Nancy Pelosi. She then appoints the vice president under the Constitution. She's already said that would be Hillary. Now the Congressional Black Caucus is coming out and saying, let her give the State of the Union. Trump isn't president. She's the president. There's a flotilla of articles and statements today. President Pelosi, House Speaker, holds public bill signings to compete with Trump. Black Caucus Chair, Pelosi should give State of the Union since she's running the country. Pelosi, still no plan for State of the Union, even with government open. She says she'll get back with Trump. So they're definitely making a power move. Hillary now saying in the Hill that she is probably going to run. Well, we already have that from insiders. You put all this together, Roger, they are clearing the way to remove Trump and then install Hillary and Pelosi, and then have new federalized elections that Obama put in via executive orders before he left, and we'll never have another real election again in this country. This is the end of the country.
That appears to be the case. Right now what they're trying to do is delegitimize Donald Trump as the president. We saw this when he gave his Oval Office address 2 weeks ago. Oh, Trump should not be allowed to address the nation. The networks demurred as to whether they were even going to carry it. Would they ever have done anything like this to Barack Obama or even George W. Bush? Zero chance. So now trying to elevate Nancy Pelosi, who attacked me yesterday on Twitter, saying that my indictment proves a conspiracy with the Russians. No, it proves nothing of the kind, Madam Speaker.
But Roger, you can just respond to her. Oh, I'm sorry, you were banned on Twitter ahead of all this so that you wouldn't have your own voice. That's the most sickening part about this, Owen. You've had a chance to be there at the House this morning, this afternoon, and to see the media out there in camp who are openly, even Raw Story reported, booing Roger to the point you couldn't even hear him in his press conference.
Well, if we draw back and look at this, you can see the power of the mainstream media, where somebody just turns on CNN or MSNBC and they just see Roger Stone raided, you know, Roger Stone bad, Roger Stone Russian, and they run this huge media hoax. And the average consumer of news is totally clueless as to what's going on. They're totally clueless that this is not news. It's just it's propaganda. It's agenda driven. And so they can totally destroy the man, Roger Stone, just like they can destroy the man, Alex Jones. And then the general public that does no research, trusts what they see on TV. They think, oh, yeah, Roger Stone, he's a bad guy. Go ahead and lock him up. And then the next angle is that, guess what? InfoWars is banned on social media. Roger Stone is banned on Twitter. He's not allowed to speak for himself. They'll probably gag him. Who knows? Maybe they'll just rip his larynx out. So this is what they do, Alex. They use and they've been doing this to you for years. They use the mainstream media construct, which people don't understand is just propaganda, to build a scarecrow, a false character. And then when they assassinate that false character, everyone cries victory, and they don't know what's actually going on behind the scenes.
Gentlemen, there's no doubt that the globalists are making their move. And when we come back, we'll talk about the next targets on Mueller's hit list. And Roger, who's really been calling things like he sees it being accurate, what he thinks the timetable is for their move to take down Trump, and then what they do after they've done that. Because they've told us they have announced all semi-autos to be banned. Democrats just announced it today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So here we are in the great tyranny of 2019. And we've got a huge corporate media that wants Donald Trump out, that wants America's back broken, that wants us deindustrialized, that wants control of our children, that wants to run our lives. And now Roger Stone has been SWAT teamed with more people than Bin Laden was SWAT teamed with. And we have Saturday Night Live making jokes about it, saying, oh, it was terrible. I got to do a radio interview and a press conference. Isn't that just interesting? So now, oh, he's a bad person because he wants to have his speech. He wants to be able to be heard. And it really upset the left. In fact, here's a headline, Raw Story, Roger Stone drowned out. Roger Stone drowned out by lock him up chants while giving press conference to blast Mueller. That's Raw Story. Others said he was drowned out. But Jonathan Tillove, at the statement, Statesman, in another article, after Stone arrest, is Mueller probe targeting Alex Jones? And at the end of the article, it says that I made it up. Nobody drowned out Roger Stone. Nobody drowned out anybody. Just like a couple weeks ago, I said, we have the Washington Post, others calling, saying, did we pay Corsi hush money when we hired him and when we let him go and gave him some severance. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory, Alex. You just want to be in the narrative of all this. And then here it is in the Washington Post. Witnesses and special counsel probe former Stone associate collected payments for InfoWars through jobs Stone arranged. Everything turns into something evil. Everything turns into something bad. This is how they attack people that are standing up for the nation. So Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer, there in Roger Stone's house. You guys are going to go to D.C. tomorrow. And you're going to be arraigned on Tuesday. And we're hearing the drumbeat to silence you. That's really the big narrative here, Roger, is that just like they've silenced folks on the internet before they're persecuted, now they physically want to silence you and everyone else. This is real 2 minutes to midnight type stuff.
Well, and the left is salivating. I have Jake Tapper saying that Roger Stone will enjoy prison. I have the neocon John Podhoretz saying that given Stone's productivities, he probably wants to go to prison. They're giddy on Twitter. I'm still trending after the second day. They still don't understand that I revel in their hatred, because they wouldn't hate me if I hadn't been effective. If I hadn't been effective in helping nominate and elect Donald Trump and defeat the evil witch Hillary Clinton, I wouldn't be targeted. I'm not targeted because I was engaged in Russian collusion or any conspiracy whatsoever. I'm targeted because I am an American, because I believe in the Constitution, and because they think I'm in the way of their impeachment drive or their removal drive. Donald Trump's in grave danger. The sooner he wakes up and realizes it, the better off he's going to be. You can see them delegitimizing his presidency. You can see them preparing to install Nancy Pelosi. The media is insisting that Mr. Mueller has cards he hasn't shown. Well, I've seen this indictment, and there are supposed conservatives and Trump supporters who are lying about me, and that will be proven in the end. But, conservatives eat their own. And in this case, I think the takedown of InfoWars, the silencing of Roger Stone, this insidious war of censorship across all platforms is a precursor to their efforts to move on the president that we helped elect. It's that simple. And by trying to shut InfoWars down and by trying to retard your ability to do commerce and to sell our great products, it's an attempt to deprive us of the resources for the coming
war. And by the way, we all just kind of mentioned that. Taken off hundreds of platforms 7 months ago, took PayPal away, tried to take all our banking away, tried to have software companies say we can't use software, silence us on the internet so they can then organize and lie about us and we can't respond back, just like you can't respond back to Pelosi lying about you. This is incredibly dangerous. And to see the press that's supposedly the guardian of that, now total corporate whores, Owen and Roger, set loose as attack dogs to call for silencing everyone that's nationalist, this is a real crisis.
Well, here's the trick. The trick is getting the American people to understand that the American mainstream press is the enemy of the people. Because we're obviously talking about what they've done to Roger, what they've done to you, Alex, what they've done to InfoWars, but that same strategy, that same formula, they apply to anything. They apply it to Trump and the government shutdown. They apply it to Russian collusion. They make something up. They use the television, which people just stare at and believe for some reason without doing any research on their own. And so it immediately becomes truth. Oh, Roger Stone was raided by the FBI for Russian collusion? Must be true. They said it on CNN. Oh, Alex Jones, pushed a kid over outside of a shopping center because they read a report on the internet. Well, it must be true. Good. I'm glad he's banned. So this is what they do. And the American public doesn't understand when they're watching television news, when they're reading the Washington Post and the New York Times, that's not news. That is propaganda.
I agree. We have the most hardcore of the most hardcore patriots from all over the world, of every race, color, and creed, listening. They get it. They understand. They're fighting hard to get the truth out. But they need to get even more aggressive. They need to go to congressional meetings. They need to fly to D.C. and go talk to senators and House members. They need to call into C-SPAN. They need to get really involved and thank local stations for carrying the show. But also, go speak in front of your church about what's happening. Get out of your comfort zone. Don't be spectators. And I know most of our audience already understands this, but this is bigger than Roger Stone or Alex Jones or Donald Trump. The globalists were making their move on nation states. They were making their final move on our country to break our borders and our sovereignty and cause a race war under Hillary that she would then control and bring in real tyranny. But that's failing, not just here, but all over the planet. So, Roger, I think it's the good news is, yes, we're being punished for being major leaders with a great audience of activists that helped get Trump in. But the good news is, even if we get destroyed, if we lose the battle, we're going to win the war in the end for our children.
We have to hope so, because that's what we're in this for. You see, the globalists are in it for money and power. That's what it's really about. You know, I'm at enormous risk right now. So are you. So many others in the front line. They may destroy us in the end, but we're doing this for our children and our grandchildren. We're doing this because we cherish freedom, because we cherish liberty. We cherish the right to free expression, and we love our country. They want to destroy this country, and they don't want to abide by the results of a democratic, fair election, which Donald Trump won. They cannot get over that fact. The president must declassify the information that will expose the deep state effort to hijack the last election through surveillance and the illegitimate and illegal use of the FBI. That is the most important thing that he must do, and he must do it soon. He must do it tomorrow. I don't know what he is waiting for. The idea of waiting for Mr. Mueller's report may never come. He needs to move now to expose the quislings inside our government who sought to undo the results of the last election through their insurance policy.
And as they sit here and they talk about Roger Stone and Alex Jones, everybody knows, again, it was Hillary Clinton that colluded with Russians in the 2016 election. It was Bob Mueller and Hillary Clinton that cut deals to make Vladimir Putin the number one holder of enriched uranium in the world, which was his goal. But guess who's there to run cover? Guess who's there to tell you a big, big, fat load of lies? CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times.
But let's be clear.
That's why Trump calls them the enemy of the people.
They are. CNN now runs the censorship. They collude with the FBI to stage things. They are the interface between rogue agencies and corporate cover. And it's the nexus point between CNN and the Washington Post. They're the two main groups. They're worse than the New York Times, who are engaged really in criminal racketeering that was funded when Obama left office. This is a real rogue government conspiracy we're facing. Final segment for the Sunday transmission that Mike Adams hosts. Counterthink, always powerful, in the hour after, Infowars.com/show. And stations, obviously, are welcome to pick up Counterthink as well. Without you telling people about Infowars.com/show, or local stations, the censors will work. They will win. So far, they've been failing thanks to you taking action. But I'm telling you, this race to the finish is really, really close. So now's the time to take action like never before.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, for the weekday broadcast. Owen's going to be out on the road with Roger, but we're going to have guest hosts there. And David Knight had a big heart attack, but he's going to be back in a few weeks. We've got a great crew filling in weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. And look, I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining about my life. I chose what I've done, and I'm glad I did it, and I do it all over again. But I'll tell you this. America has white shoe boy, Harvard, Yale cancer. A bunch of jackass, arrogant, cocky SOBs who just do nothing but kiss each other's butts all day, and narcotics traffic and money launder, and just shut up on top of the Justice Department and make all the mafias bow down to them and pay homage. And it's just a filthy, horrible, corrupt group of narcotics traffickers going back to George Herbert Walker Bush and Yale and Skull and Bones. So that's all a fact. And I'm sick of these bullies squatting on top of America and having their way with us. Now, here's the good news. I'm going to tell them again. Soros just jumped on board. Infowars.com, ZeroHedge.com story. Zero Hedge article posted on Infowars. He just gave his big Davos speech. He always tells people what to jump on next year, what to short. He said, oh, China's this horrible tyranny. We're going to take it down. When it's exactly what he wants to set up. But that shows Trump and his right actions has now shows that we're beating China in the trade war and other things. So even Soros has joined onto the bandwagon. The yellow vest. Macron is on the verge of collapsing. Maduro in Venezuela is on the verge of collapsing. Everywhere positive things are happening. So believe me, if you aren't out there supporting, if all of you weren't out there taking action, if the good members of Congress, the Freedom Caucus weren't fighting and going through all this hell, we'd be in a much worse position. But it's so clear cut. It looks to me to be so easy when you've got cartoon level Fox in the hen house saying that there's all these Russians when there's no Russians, and then trying to put everybody in prison, and then the indictments are never Russia, and then the people saying everybody's a foreign agent are the globalists getting rid of the very country, saying the president's bad for saying the nation exists. So, what does the president need to do? What do we need to do? What's coming next? This so-called slam dunk indictment of Stone. You read the thing. Other than some colorful language to Randy Credico, he's saying, get to Assange, get the documents, find out what's in them. The whole media was doing that. We were failures. We were never successful. Roger didn't work here then, but we were talking to him. We were sending emails to WikiLeaks, and they were ignoring us. So just the idea that this is a hoax within a hoax within a hoax, and then they just state that, oh, the Russians run Assange with no proof. It's just asinine fiction and crap. Roger, final comments. Owen, final comments on this evening's broadcast.
You know, the real irony here is that I am being prosecuted for lying to the Congress when it is Comey and McCabe and Brennan and Clapper and Hillary Clinton who are surrounded with a tissue of lies, yet they pay no penalty for that. And when you say that, the left says, oh, that's whataboutism. No, it's calling out the hypocrisy and the inequality of the application of justice in this country. Donald Trump could change that. He's the one man who has the authority to change that. We need a special counsel to investigate the largest treasonous crime in American history, Uranium One. We need a special counsel to investigate the illicit and unconstitutional use of surveillance by the intelligence agencies against Donald Trump's campaign. We need a special counsel and an honest Justice Department to investigate the illicit use of the intelligence services. You notice that in my indictment, there's no mention of my interaction with Henry Greenberg. That was one of the things that Adam Schiff harped on, that I'd forgotten being approached by a Russian. But it's not in the indictment because they don't want to talk about who Henry Greenberg really was, an FBI informant working for James Comey, sent to compromise me and try to entrap Donald Trump.
And we know they've been trying the same stuff on us. Corsi has said he's, quote, willing to testify against you. But when you actually watch the clip, he just says, yeah, the statements about our discussions are accurate. I don't want to be enemies with Corsi. I just know that when you sit there and you look at him, his story has changed over and over again. Do you briefly want to speak to that?
No, that's exactly true. So he was perfectly willing to bear false witness against me. No, the memo he wrote me was not part of some elaborate cover story. I have text messages, emails, metadata that disproves that. That was suggested to him by the special counsel. No, I didn't know about the NBC Billy Bush tape in advance, and I didn't direct him to do anything about it. These are falsehoods, but they're not among the indictment on me, interestingly enough. They may be involved in his coming indictment, which I believe may be coming because he's been unwilling to cooperate them on some things. Those things don't include Roger Stone.
Speaking of that, arch criminal Clapper and Brennan, they've both been who loved to lie directly to Congress in bald-faced ways, especially Clapper, saying that, oh, there are a whole bunch of indictments coming. Get ready. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, well, we shall see. I mean, the real question is Donald Trump Jr. really on the firing line? Is he in Mr. Mueller's crosshairs? I'm not aware of anything illegal that he has done. But as this indictment shows up, you don't have anything. These are all process crimes after the fact. They have nothing to do with the 2016 election. They are, as I have been predicting for 2 years, this is fabrication. This is a frame job. Everything involved here is taken out of context. And then watching these ridiculous talking heads on CNN and MSNBC, the legal experts who can't even read my entire testimony, but say this is a slam dunk, this is a sure thing. They know nothing, Alex. My lawyers think this is this indictment is as thin as piss on a rock. They think that it is beatable. They think the government witnesses, if they are who we believe they are totally impeachable, either on the basis of their own self-interest in telling lies or their desires for revenge based on political battles. So I'm not going to fold, that I can tell you. But I am deeply concerned about having the resources to move forward.
Oh, let me bring that up. Because if we all just say, hey, StoneDefenseFund.com, and I say, hey, folks, buy some products, we need your support. If people don't support you and understand that you're a linchpin to their whole system and that they're trying to break your will to make you bear false witness, if people don't back you, then they're backing the globalist. So StoneDefenseFund.com, if they don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and great films and great books and great supplements and things they need, then the globalists will be able to shut us down. It's been a beautiful thing that we've withstood this long. But it shows that there aren't many men out there that were willing to actually stand up and put a fight up against Hillary. We're being punished for Hillary being defeated. We're being punished for being loyal Americans and helping kickstart the heart of America with a defibrillator. And we've done that. And the globalists are trying to put the genie back in the bottle. It's critical we stay on the front lines. It's critical that we stay vocal. It's critical that as we go into this very dark time, as America fights for its life, that InfoWars be here. And just as important as buying products at InfoWarsStore.com is, again, the articles, the videos, the live stream feeds, the local stations. However you listen, tell people to tune in. Because so many folks walk to me on the street and they go, oh, I love your show. Haven't seen it in a few months since you're off YouTube. And I'm like, go to InfoWars.com. Go sign up for the free newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Go watch the video. Share them there. It's there. Sign up for the free podcast. Again, people got habituated to listening for years. Then they take us off these platforms in the hope that they just think we're gone. Now, a lot of folks came to InfoWars and figured it out. But again, this is a total race with the devil, ladies and gentlemen, and we need your prayers and support. We have a lot of great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see some of the very best products out there in the world at amazing prices. And again, StoneDefenseFund.com as well. Roger, I mean, I know $100,000 or so has come in, but I know how these lawyers are and how this works. You're facing the whole government. We're going to be talking about a couple million dollars here unless they have you roll over and lie about Trump.
Well, I'm not going to do that, Alex, but they have unlimited tax dollars to fund their inquisition. They answer to no one. They have no oversight from the Congress or the executive branch. Robert Mueller is all powerful. It's really quite unconstitutional.
It's incredible. We're out of time, gentlemen. We'll be following you live in D.C. the next few days with Owen, the crew that's there. Owen, 30-second final comment. Owen Schroyer.
Well, if the Democrats and the mainstream news want to make Roger Stone the biggest story in the world, then we're going to make Roger Stone the biggest story in the world, and we're going to tell the true story. This is an innocent man who was set up by a cabal of criminals led by Robert Mueller, who has been containing and covering up crimes of the deep state for decades. You want to make Roger Stone the big story? We'll make Roger Stone the big story, and we'll give you the truth about it at InfoWars.com.
That's right. It's a battle of wills, lies versus truth, and it's everybody's fight. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Spread those links. Counterthink's coming up. It's on your local station. Ask them to pick it up or watch it for free right now at InfoWars.com/show. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.